The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, finally, the Blitz has returned to Cyprus. We're going to have some fun today. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Cypress Trail Hideout. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, back in studio keeping us on air. Tyler out here keeping us on air at...
Why do you say that with such disdain?
No, it wasn't disdain.
Tyler.
No, it was... No, that wasn't disdain.
Tyler, what did you think of that? You ever heard your name said like that in a nice way?
It sounded a little offensive.
Yeah, like he doesn't really want you here, but okay.
Boy, are we going to be whiny little bitches right off the start here?
Maybe we are,
Fred.
Maybe we are.
Jeez, what the hell's wrong with you two?
I'm just projecting what AJ is projecting on me to you.
That wasn't the projection, though.
That was totally the projection.
No, that's your interpretation of the projection, which, as usual, is way the hell off.
But
that's okay. That's okay. Well, I said it, so I know what the projection was. It wasn't like I went, Tyler.
Kind of sounded that way.
No, it sounded that way to you. Because you're all full of barbecue and you're...
I'm super full of barbecue. I ate like 2 or 2.5 pounds of meat just now.
There was an entire dead cow there.
I'm hurt right now. So, and I didn't even finish. He brought me a lot of food. And you, like a woman, were like, oh, don't bring me that much food. Just give me like one of everything, please.
Is this what it's going to be like all day?
I think so.
Because I can leave. I can.
What does Joel have over here?
He's got presents for he's bringing another human being into the world for some reason.
God, don't bring Joel diapers. You realize
it is a long drive.
It is a long drive, but like Joel's not going to have that baby for like 6 more months. That now he's got to have a box of diapers in his house for 6 months. What the hell is he supposed to do with that? I mean,
you could drive to Florida and go after an astronaut.
Multiple things of, I mean, come on. What are you going to do with that? If someone brought me diapers like 6 months before I had a baby, I would have, I feel like I would have found someone who has a baby and given them those diapers. What am I supposed to store them? Like, that's, I got stuff going on. I got a pregnant wife. I don't have time to store diapers. Build a cache of diapers.
You don't have a closet?
Yeah. It's filled with beer.
Okay.
There's no room for diapers in it. If my wife were pregnant right now, guess what I would need more? Beer or diapers?
Beer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Damn
that,
right.
That would be the best gift. Beer or alcohol of some sort.
But Joel doesn't drink, so.
No, and you know, if you're going to have to deal with a pregnant wife, you have to be drunk. Because she's already going to be pissed at you. That just goes without saying. She's going to be mad at you no matter what. So you might as well be drunk and give her a reason to be mad.
Yeah.
And that's why I've been married 3.5 times, is that mindset. All right. If you want to get in today, we won't be taking calls because we're on the road, but you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, and Aaron will answer your questions. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Tyler Drew Scott. Was that exciting enough for you? Did I do that right? Tyler Drew Scott! It's my Joel. You can also text the show. You guys know
you're
the number
so
for
extra.
That. What up, H-Town? That's how we should start it. It's in honor of Joel Blank and the Blank baby coming.
Oh,
I can't even imagine having another kid at my age.
Oh,
I mean, it's bad
your
enough.
Age?
It's bad enough having a puppy. Having a kid, I couldn't handle.
Oh,
it.
Like Alec Baldwin has a new baby.
Yeah, that's kind
of gross.
And I'm like,
dude, what are you doing? And he's got a super hot wife, so I get it. And like. you know, when you got a wife like that, you kind of just gotta. Okay, she's like 25 years younger than me. She yeah. wants a life and all that, but it's like, dude, you've made it this far. Your kids are grown, and then it's like, you find it. That's why. Listen, when my wife leaves me eventually, and I've got to start over, and obviously I'll want to start over with a younger woman.
Yeah, it just goes without saying.
She's going to have to be okay with not having kids. That's why I got this vasectomy, because, and I, honestly, I might even tell her, yeah, let's have a baby, honey, and then we'll just keep trying. I won't even tell her I got snipped. Yeah. She'll just figure it out organically. Like, I'll be like, we'll get her fertility treatments and everything. Be like, I'll do whatever it takes to get you right, girl. And then after like 3-4 years, I'll say, listen, I got to be honest. I had a vasectomy 10 years ago. And
okay, again, this is how you wind up with
and if she's
three
mad,
wives.
If she's mad enough that she
like
leaves
this.
Me, boom, start over, younger chick. Right?
Listen, I'm not going to fault you for any of that. How do you think I got in the position I'm in?
Yeah.
Was that mindset.
Man.
So, yeah, I don't think that's a.
But for sure, having a baby now, I'd throw myself off a bridge. I mean, there's no way.
Yeah,
There's no way.
I'm just months away from ending child support. I could never even consider that again.
I'll be paying child support with my AARP. Like, it's my Social Security is going to pay off my kid. I don't need that.
Yeah,
I don't need that.
I can't even conceive of the fact that it'd be another 18 years of me paying money is what it would come down to, because there's no way that I would last in that marriage. So, oh well. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And, man, lots of cool stuff going on. I want to talk about something because yesterday we were talking about Dallas Keuchel and the Astros and why they might wait. And I kind of had it backwards, mainly because my head's been swimming for 3 days now because I've been doing so much other stuff. But I think that the Yankees are interesting in signing him, but they want to wait until after the draft so they don't have to give up the pick.
Nobody wants to give up a draft pick.
Right, so
when
that's
the stupid baseball draft anyway?
June something, early June.
That, I don't know.
That's like the new thing.
I'll be honest. If I'm like if I'm a contender, I'm not worried about some stupid draft pick.
Me either.
I'm trying to win.
It's just like prospects. You know, they get so caught up in that. And it's kind of weird because the NFL, you're seeing this a lot now. Teams will let players go and then not sign good free agents because they don't want to give up that third-round compensatory pick. Dude, I'd rather have a guy can play that I know can play as opposed to a third-round pick who you have no clue. But so that's probably when it'll happen. The Yankees interested then.
I'm sure there's a lot of teams interested.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, draft pick, that's that big a deal to you?
That's the big deal.
Okay. Just like prospects. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. So apparently your guy James Harden is fine to play, even though he has one eye.
Wait, he's not dead?
He's not dead.
Because when he got hit in the eyes, I thought he was dead. I mean, he laid on the ground. He decided, maybe it was just like a way to rest. Like, you know how they say when you can rest during a game, get some rest. He's like, well, I wasn't going to get back on defense anyway, so I'll just lay here and hold my face until they call a timeout.
Yeah.
Right? That's what happened?
I think that's what happened.
But it turns out he's alive, so, I mean, that's good news. Good news for the Rock. If he were dead, it would be considerably more difficult of a task to beat the Warriors, I would say. I still don't know if they are. I know everybody's saying, oh, they're for sure going to win Game 3. Because if they don't win Game 3, they're going to get swept, and there's no way they get swept. I'm not that sure.
I think they win Game 3 because they have to and because the NBA would like to extend the series a little with the TV ratings being
there. I noticed they're a four-point favorite.
Yeah,
so
that seems a little.
That should tell you something.
Not a person who bets on the NBA, but.
Nor am I. Boy.
What'd you do?
No, I didn't do anything but your cords.
Okay, maybe just push that thing over this way a little bit. Can we get it further this way? So.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's better. Everyone's saying, "Oh, the Rockets haven't played a complete game yet." Well, neither have the Warriors. The Warriors have kind of been ho-hum, and they've been good enough to win. They haven't gone out there and hit 15 threes or anything like that yet, which they're absolutely capable of.
Steph Curry and Klay Thompson haven't gone off yet, which at one point one of them's going to.
Yeah, those guys are good at sport.
And, you know, Durant was really good in game one, but, I mean, even he wasn't that dominant in game two. I think being at home, the Rockets should play better. I expect them to win the game, but would I bet on it? No. Certainly wouldn't bet them to cover 4 points.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like – but if they don't win this when the series is over, I mean, it's definite must-win. There's no question. You go down 3-0 to these guys, you can forget it. And – but I haven't seen anything yet from the Rockets that tells me they're going to come out and play better.
Well, they're not – and I think D'Antoni's starting to take some heat. And maybe it's justified. You know, I mean, and he's always been the same way. It's always been – you know, I'm going to shorten my rotation in the playoffs significantly. And that's what is funny. Regular season Rockets fan, when they were beating the Warriors, this is the deepest team we've ever had. The Warriors have no bench. And then it turns out, well, in the playoffs, it's not like the Rockets are going to use their depth anyway. They're going to play 7 guys, maybe, and that's it.
I'm just curious, but if something worked for you all regular season and you struggled in the postseason changing things, wouldn't you consider maybe trying what was working for you before?
I would.
I mean,
here's the other thing, and I've heard a lot of other shows say this, and I'll throw my opinion out there. It's a little bit contrary to what they're saying. Everyone seems to think the answer for Kevin Durant is Clint Capella. The Warriors are too good at forcing you to switch. And the Rockets are too willing to switch. And eventually what's going to happen is Clint Capella is going to be out there chasing a Steph Curry, which we saw a little bit in the last game, and he looked stupid.
Right.
And even if he's not, Clint Capella can't check Kevin Durant. I mean, the size is there, but nothing else is there. He's not a good defensive player. And you're saying the only way to beat maybe the best offensive player in the world right now is to put a subpar defender on him. I don't see how that works. It just seems like that's been sort of a buzz idea the last few days, is the way to stop KD is going to be to put Capella on. That's a good way to get Capella fouled out, first of all. And I don't think it's going to be effective. I hope they're not considering that. It's like their main strategy. I'm not saying you can't throw him out there every once in a while, but
yeah, occasionally on a switch, maybe. I'm kind of with you.
If that's your primary game plan defensively, I think you're in big trouble.
I don't think that's going to work, but we'll see. We're out here at Cypress Trails Hideout, and it's at 25610 Hempstead Road in Cypress. And I got to say, it's a cool place.
Nice little spot.
Yeah.
The grub is good.
Is
Papa
it?
Charlie's barbecue. Yeah.
I haven't had it yet. I'll let you know. But you're the barbecue expert. You and Tyler.
Yeah, I like barbecue.
So, good stuff then.
I'd never been here.
I hadn't either.
Yeah, this is I know. That's what I said. And, I had like a sampler platter. I ate a little bit of everything. So, it was very good. Very good spot.
You know what I noticed when we come out here? The people are nicer. In this part of town for some reason than a lot of places we go. I don't know why.
So you're saying the people on the northwest side of town are nicer than the people in east downtown?
Yes, I'm saying that.
Agreed.
So,
that's why I'm the nicest guy on this show, and you're the second nicest guy on this show.
No, I don't think anyone said you were nice.
I live in the northwest part of the city, sir.
I said real people, not you, are nice up here.
All right. Well, I can't argue that.
All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's a scene about me. There's something in your way. And now somebody's going to pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Cypress Trail Hideout. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and I can now comment on the food.
And?
Very good.
This, all right.
This jalapeno cheese sausage, that's my kind of stuff there. So, Come on out, man. We don't get this way very often, so if you're in the Cypress area, here we are. Come see us. Say hello. A little later, I'll be out at Sam Houston Race Park after here. Be heading straight over there. Get all my Derby bets in. Although I'm working on a plan. I'm actually going to invest some money tonight in the quarter horses on a couple of, like, real long-shot type plays.
Okay.
With the idea that if I hit them big, I'm doubling down everything in the Derby for tomorrow.
Oh, look at you.
We are swinging for the fences.
So you are confident.
I am very confident, yes.
Okay.
I feel very good about my picks. And there's, by the way, Sports Map, there's free picks on there today, including a pick four. The premium stuff's on pregame. It's very affordable. And not only do you get picks, you get a little lesson in how pace works. So check it out, and hopefully we'll do really well. I ran 10 simulations of the race, and in seven of them, the two horses that I have, one of them finished first or second. So I feel pretty good about that percentage. Although most people care about are the names.
Right.
So For the Win ranked the names of all the horses in the race. I want to see which ones you agree with.
Okay. Give me the names. I'll tell you good name, bad name for a horse.
Tax.
Stupid name.
Number 20 on their list.
That's
yes.
A horrible name.
It is a horrible name. I don't think it's the worst name in the race. I believe that goes to Long Range Toddy.
That's bad.
Apparently he was named after a family member who got that nickname because he was a good shot at long range.
Okay, that's stupid. Also.
That means his name is Toddy.
Yeah.
Who names their kid Toddy? Is there a single Toddy in this building?
No, well, I mean, it's a horse.
No, but the guy's name was Toddy.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's a Todd, but he's not a Toddy.
No, Todd's name is Toddy.
No, we've never called Todd Toddy.
No, but because he shortened it. Never call you Frederick.
Well, I'm not a Frederick.
I know, but there are Fredericks out there.
And they shorten it to Fred.
Todd's a Toddy.
No, he's not.
Tylero.
Tyler Cito.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, Maximum Security.
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't like that one either. Spinoff.
Stupid.
Country House.
Stupid.
Plus Q Parfait.
What?
Plus Q Parfait.
That's the best one yet.
It's still dumb, though.
Still dumb.
Master Fencer.
Stupid.
Improbable.
Boy, that seems like the kind of horse that would win a race like this.
Right. I mean, that's not a terrible name. They have this name too low. Gray Magician.
That's pretty good. Is the horse gray?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, good.
Yeah, I actually like that when they have him ranked 12th.
If it were a brown horse, that would be dumb.
Yes.
It's like I always say, the name Big Brown was a good horse name, but if that horse would have been black?
Yeah, terrible.
Not as good of a horse name, I've got to say.
Number 11, they have By My Standards.
By My Standards, B-U-Y?
No, B-Y.
Oh, pass.
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
If it was By My Standards, then it's kind of like a hooker, and that's fine.
Right, I'd kind of be down with that.
Yeah. By My Morals.
Yeah, or By My... Never mind. Number 10, Cutting Humor.
No.
Number 9, Win, Win, Win.
Wind, Wind, Wind?
No, Win, Win, Win.
Oh, no, stupid.
Yeah, because now you're putting too much pressure on him.
Yeah.
He's supposed to win. Number 7, they have...
If that horse places or shows...
Then you got to change his name.
It's lame.
It's place, place, place.
Yeah.
Actually, I think he's the one long shot that has a shot to hit the board at a big price.
Yeah, but you're not counting Improbable.
Tacitus is number 7 on his
list. I don't even know what that is. Is that the thing that that Loki had where the stone was in it? The Mind Stone? Or
no, apparently it was a Roman historian.
Oh. Oh, that's Tesseract.
Yeah, the Tesseract.
Oh, same thing. Tesseract. Tesseract.
Yeah, testicular. Number 6, Vekoma.
Vekoma?
Vekoma, named after the Dutch manufacturer of roller coasters.
I mean, that part's kind of cool.
That part's cool, but it's just kind of a dumb name.
It's kind of a dumb name, yeah.
All right, War of Will is
number
5.
No, I don't like that.
Roadster is number 4.
That's all right. That sounds like a sex act.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Man, we went out last night and did the roadster.
She gave me a roadster.
Code of Honor.
Code or Coke?
Code.
No, I don't like
that. I don't either. And the number 1 name, Game Winner.
There's no good horse names this
there
year.
There really isn't. Like, Justify was a cool-sounding name last year. But yeah, I usually you hear the name and you think, wow, that thing sounds majestic. It's got a chance to win.
If I ever had a horse, I would name it, like, Axe Murderer. And then people would feel uncomfortable talking about it. But it would be a pretty badass name. And all the metal horse fans would be super cheering for my horse. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. We've talked about... I don't think... The wife and I would really disagree on what we would name our horses. Because she'd want something, like, Canadian.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I'd want it named after Game of Thrones characters. Like, the Night King would be a cool name.
I mean, isn't Gilly technically a Canadian?
Yeah, but we don't want Gilly. Not Gilly the Philly. That's a terrible idea.
How about...
like, Podrick, if I got a horse that had a really long, you know, long rein,
how about
Podrick?
Daddy Gilly's baby daddy.
No.
Because isn't Gilly's baby daddy her daddy?
Yeah, it gets too confusing.
Daddy Gilly baby daddy?
Yeah, there's just a lot of Oedipal stuff going on there. I don't know. It doesn't really work for me. But I damn sure wouldn't name anything Long Range Toddy. That makes me think of Trading Places. The rich friends who are like really snotty. And she stepped on the ball. That group. That's what a guy named Toddy, that's who he'd hang out with.
Yeah.
We think it's really inappropriate of you to come here, Winthorpe. Yeah, that's what it would be. All right, 713-780-ESPN's the number to text the show. If you want to come see us in person, you can do that too. There's also Twitter. You guys know how to get in touch with us. And I'm going to tell you right now about Harry's Razors. And I don't know if you know this, the average guy is going to spend about 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving. Don't waste 4 months of your life overpaying for poor-performing razors. Invest that time with Harry's. Man, the things I love about Harry's, convenience, for one thing. I get my replacement razor sent right to my mailbox. Affordability. These things are really high quality as well. For the price, it's amazing. And guess what? We got a great deal for you. We're going to let you try them out for just $3. And guess what? Harry's believes in their product so much, they'll give you your money back if you don't love your shave. How about that? You're going to get your $3 back. That's their 100% quality guarantee. Join the 10 million who've tried Harry's. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use FAOUR at harrys.com. And, guys, no risk for your $3. Just for the Blitzers, new customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who've tried it. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer. And let them know you're a Blitzer so they'll take care of you. That's code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Cypress Trail Hideout, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live at Cypress Trail Hideout here in Cypress. And if you haven't been to this place, very cool place. Nice.
I hadn't been here.
I hadn't either. And I love the outside part, which, you know, today weather's not all that great, but...
That's one way to put it.
Well,
my phone blew up all day because a tornado is blowing my house away, apparently.
Well, and I have the thing on my...
My kids weren't allowed to leave school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then
they had to send an email. Like, they do a... This is the worst. When you got kids now, it's like, back in the day, it was like, okay, if the kid, if there was a tornado happening and the kid didn't show up, you just had to wonder, well, maybe the tornado got my kid. Maybe it didn't. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Maybe. Now I get an email, a text, and a phone call from the school saying that buses are running late. They're not letting anyone leave the school. And then when it's all clear, I get a text, an email, and a phone call again. My wife gets the same text, email, and phone call each time. It's like, dude, let me at least think for a second my kid might be dead, okay? Give me that glimmer of hope that I might have a fat insurance claim coming. And they don't do that anymore.
Hmm. I think I'm off.
You
that.
Know that was funny. He gave me the.
What am I supposed to do? Comment on your dead kid?
I mean,
he's
alive.
I know he's alive, but
they have a whole different protocol if they die. It's like two emails, a phone call, and two texts.
I just don't see how I can win if I start talking about, oh well, at least you got the insurance money. Ooh,
would have felt really bad.
How attached could you be
right?
to him? So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show, or you can hit us up on Twitter or any of the other fine ways you can get in touch with us. So we're talking a little bit of Rockets. What is your actual thought on what's going to happen in Game 3?
I don't know. I don't think the Rockets are so bad that they can't win a game in this series, but it wouldn't shock me one bit if they didn't. I think it's in their heads. They're a playoff dud. And if it doesn't happen this round, it's going to happen next round. They just don't show up when it really matters. And you can argue it all you want, but at this point, it's kind of a fact.
Well,
D'Antoni is a lifetime loser in the playoffs.
That is true.
James Harden is a lifetime loser in the playoffs. Chris Paul is a lifetime loser in the playoffs.
What are you saying?
I'm saying they put together a team of lifetime losers, and then they're like, why aren't we winning? And you're playing against a team that wins literally every year. It's not difficult, man. And I know everybody wants to say, well, it's a new year. But some things just never change, you know? It's like when Jordan and the Bulls were in their run, did you ever really think that Patrick Ewing and John Starks and the Knicks were going to get them?
No.
Did you ever think Reggie Miller was going to be enough to just, you know what? I got this. I'm gonna beat Jordan. No. They just weren't. The Jazz, lifetime losers. And I don't mean.
And then Karl Malone goes to the Lakers, and what happens?
Well.
They lose.
They lose.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they can never win. I don't know. I don't see what makes this team any more special than any of the other teams that they've gone and lost with. I'm against the notion that everyone seems to think that they're better this year than they were last year.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
I've never thought that.
How do you lose like 15 more games than you did a year ago, but we're better? No. And then you're like, oh, because we've got all this depth. Yeah, all that depth you got over there in warm-ups on the bench that you're not going to let play? Wow. Congrats on that. I just think, and I don't know that it'll ever happen or when it'll happen. I feel like D'Antoni's got to start taking heat at some point.
Oh, I think he already is. But I'm not even going to go that far, AJ. I think it's just as simple as they're not as good as the Warriors. And
well, that's very simple.
And if they were to get by them, then I wouldn't be shocked if they lost in the next round, but I'd expect them to win because I think that would be a big hill for them to get over. But I just don't think they're good enough to beat this team, and I don't know that anybody is. And so how do you start assessing blame for that? How do you start blaming a coach when the truth is they just aren't as good?
There is something to being what the Rockets think they are, being the second-best team, and frustration starts to boil over if you're the team that's got the best chance to beat them and you can never do it.
Yeah.
Like, imagine had LeBron not won one of those finals against the Warriors. There would have been frustration.
I mean,
it would have been like, dude, you keep getting us here and you keep coming up short. And that's kind of what the Rockets are. They keep getting there and they're just not good enough to do it. And they and as good as James Harden is, he's not LeBron James good. He's not that kind of a guy that can just say, you know what, I'm the best player in the whole world, and you can't stop me. And, I mean, James is great. He's a great scorer, but he's not that guy. There's not – I don't know that there is those guys, you know, that are going to be able to do that besides LeBron. So it is – I understand the frustration. I'm frustrated with it. I'm sure the fan base is – right now, they're still pretending like they're alive, so they won't express the frustration. But they're frustrated. I mean, losing both those games, they thought they had a chance to win both of them. They're frustrated. I'm sure the boss is frustrated, for sure. I know Tillman likes to win.
Spent $2 billion on those guys.
Yeah. So I get where the frustration comes from. I don't know about blame, but what I do know is you can't keep banging your head into the wall and expecting something to change. And what's not going to change? James Harden ain't going to change. Not as a player, and he's not going anywhere. Chris Paul's not going to change. He's going to be here.
No, he's going to change. He's going to keep getting older.
The most logical change to make would be D'Antoni, right?
Yeah. But
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not going to be Daryl.
No.
He's a genius.
Oh, he's more untouchable than even Rick Smith ever was. He just seems like he's ingrained forever. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Ah, Justin Van Zandt, axe murderer. Love it. And Lamont said, did you see the video and pic I showed you of the Vail's presence at the fight? Yeah, I could barely make it out like most things on that episode. I just thought that was – they were – kind of underplayed considering what a big role they had in the Battle of the Bastards when they saved the day. So that's I was just curious. 713-780-3776.
You didn't give your thoughts. What do you think's going to happen?
I think they're going to come out, play their best game in this one. And
is that good enough to win?
I think it'll be good enough to win because
– unless the Warriors play their best game.
Because
if the Warriors play their best game and the Rockets play their best game, the Warriors are going to win because they're better.
Yeah, I haven't seen that happen yet where both teams have come out and played their best game.
I've seen both teams play average to below average so far.
So I think the Rockets will win, but I'm not 100%.
You're not looking to put money on it.
No, I wouldn't put money on it. If anything, I'd bet the other way.
What are you doing, taking home a whole box of fries? That's a side. Fries are a side. It's not an entree.
That's dinner for him. What
Come
do you
on.
Mean?
Come on. He's been putting on weight. I'm trying to, you know, get him right, but he's like, can I get the burger and fries minus the burger?
An extra fries.
Extra fries. Can I sub the burger for double fries? Dude, I mean, mix in a salad. It's not going to hurt. Yeah, have the green beans. Yeah. You want that coleslaw? Have the coleslaw. Come on.
Oh, boy. I haven't tried the fries because the beef was so good, so I'm sure they're good.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people keep talking, but they were so close last year. But they didn't win, and... The reality is,
they were so close.
I go back to what I was saying earlier. I don't think they're as good as they were last year. And their record wasn't as good. They didn't look as impressive. I mean, there were some stretches last year where they did look like the Warriors. And I just haven't seen that this year. I think they're really good. But is it going to be good enough? I don't know. I do think they win.
Okay.
Severe aerial flood advisory.
We're all aerial flood?
That's what it says, aerial, a real, or is it a real? I don't know. It says aerial flood advisory. I think it means area flood advisory.
Area, yeah.
Somebody typed in an L at the end.
What an idiot.
Okay, listen.
There's no such thing as an aerial flood. Well, floods happen on the ground,
let me ask you a question. If you're AccuWeather and your one job is to type in stuff like this,
you
can't call it aerial. Come on, AccuWeather. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Cypress Trail Hideout. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Stephen, the weather guy, says it really is called a real flood advisory. It's a lower advisory than a flood warning.
What?
Okay, that's just dumb.
What's that in the cream corn? Sour cream?
I'm not sure.
The Mac's really good.
But the cream corn is really good.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying that next. But I'm about to tap out here. I've gone about as far as I can go. 713-780-ESPN. So apparently we're all not going to die because it's not as serious as a real flood.
Oh, I just checked. And my kid's baseball game is still on tonight.
Yeah? Well, the racing is still on at Sam Houston.
They're playing on the turf field, so that helps.
So as long as they don't get lightninged.
Yeah, as long as there's no lightning. Who it does suck for is the outfielders, because the infield's all turf.
Yeah.
And the outfield's grass, so sometimes they're out there standing in puddles.
Ah, that's no fun.
Hard times.
Ah, well, it's
And it also means if you hit a ball really hard, it'll go until it gets to the outfield, and then it'll just die there.
That's oh. Just tell your kid to sort of pop one out there and get a double out of it.
Well, my kid's too slow for that. We're looking for hard singles.
So there is 11 below out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
11 below tweeted at me.
Yeah.
And said if AJ uses his northwest side nice guy skills, he might be able to get Cypress Trail's Hideout to tap their big mistake keg early. Guess what? It worked. So don't tell me I'm not a nice guy. Now, look who's going to be drinking Big Mistake.
Which is one of my all-time favorites. Yes.
Yeah. So you're welcome. Thank God I'm from nice guy side of town.
Yeah. Well, you know what? For this, I'm going to say nice guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
It's funny. You know when people are really nice to me when it has to do with beer and barbecue?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty much it. But anywhere else, I'm like, nobody cares about me. If it's a place that specializes in barbecue or beer, they treat me really nice. Anywhere else, they don't care.
So it must be nice. I don't get treated nice anywhere.
A lady came up and talked to you today. She's like, oh, my God, you're my favorite, to Fred. It always fascinates me that there are people who listen to this show and like Fred more than me. Like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around that, but I guess it's true. There are some who listen to this show for you. I haven't thought about it that way, but it's got to be true.
I know it's hard for you to accept.
Yeah.
But there's probably...
I've always thought that you were kind of here as like a prop for me. And then it turns out you're like a real part of the show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I always thought it was the other way. I thought it was kind of my show and you were just the jokester. You just throw a few jokes in every now and then. And that most people hate you, but they think you're funny.
Yeah, I never...
That's how I always looked at it.
I never looked at it that way.
Maybe you should step back. Take a look at it a different way.
I always looked at it as like I was Johnny Carson and you were like Ed McMahon's makeup guy. Like the guy who got Ed McMahon ready to go on stage.
Now, see, I always thought of it, I'm Gary Shandling and you're Jeffrey Tambor.
Okay.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Because you always drop that, right?
Hey now.
That's the way I look at it. I think that's...
Not even a word. Use it in a sentence. Hey now, that was...
I've got to go buy some hay now for my horse.
Hey now,
serial killer. 713-780 ESPN. If you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. Yeah, so okay. For
another horse name, I just came up with
what?
A horse is a corpse. Of course, of course.
Oh, a horse is a corpse. That'd
be a good metal horse name, right?
Just horse corpse.
Horse corpse.
That's what's happening in Korea right now, apparently.
That's what happened in L.A., isn't it?
But there's already a band from Houston called Dead Horse. So
it's a whole different genre. We're talking about racing now.
Maybe they could sponsor
a
horse.
You think you know everything about metal. I've seen Dead Horse play, okay?
So have I.
Yeah. I pretty much know a lot of stuff about things.
Okay.
They were at a brewery. All right.
Rattle off some lyrics.
Which is why you...
I don't understand those lyrics.
Me neither.
Nonsensical yelling. But I was drunk, so I was like, yeah.
I don't think this one's fair, but it's funny. Fred is Ron Jeremy, and you are the fluffer.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's a little funny.
Jeez.
No, I think everybody contributes quite a bit to the show and something different, which is why the show's popular. There are people that like some of the things that I have to say.
Yeah.
There's some people that like some of the things that you have to say.
I guess I just always thought it was like Wayne's World, but I was Wayne and you're Garth. It's like, it's nice that you're there, but everybody likes Wayne the best. But then it turns out there's some people who like Garth.
Yeah.
So
Heather Locklear like Garth.
I know.
Just saying.
Listen, I'm trying to pay you a compliment here, Fred.
Don't try, because most of the time your efforts at paying me compliments are just,
I just
trying to insult me without it being a complete insult.
I want you to know that you are pulling your weight.
I kind of always felt that way. Don't really need you to tell me.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you're... All right. I guess we just agree then, right? Can't you just say thanks?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you recognize that you're not the only person on this show who does anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good feeling for me. No, it's not that you don't do anything. You've always done something. Like, you've always been a big part of the show. It's just the likability thing. I never knew that you were, I mean, that you, like, people like you.
Well, I've always been more of a people person than you have.
Now, that is true.
That's why. It's not. It has nothing to do with anything else. It's just I enjoy meeting people. I enjoy talking to people. I like making new friends.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm very social. But that doesn't...
You like hang out with people.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well...
I don't hang out with anybody. Well, I barely hang out with my wife.
I didn't say I wanted to hang out with my wife.
Right.
But, I like meeting new people. But that has nothing to do with, like, who's the best guy on the show. I mean, I'll admit that. You're the star. I'm just a...
No, I'm
just the point guard. You know, I'm a younger Chris Paul.
Are you Steph Curry? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not Steph Curry. I'm more like Chris Paul. It's like what I do is I distribute, and I try to get you the ball in good places where you can score. And if you're clanking them off the rims, I'll take the shots.
Okay.
It's kind of how it works.
I thought I was Giannis and you were any other player on the Bucks.
No, no. And you're not LeBron and I'm not any other player on the Lakers.
Yes, you're Kyle Kuzma.
No. Nope.
You've got to admit you got a little Kuz in you.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. You got a little Kuz in you.
No, I do not. I don't even know what that means.
You're maybe a little Lonzo Ball in you.
Okay, now you've done it. Now you went to the one thing that was going to piss me off, comparing me to anything from the Ball family.
I heard John call Lance this today, and it works for you too. You're the Josh Rosen of this show.
No,
like you've got a decent contract, so you're a valuable asset. You're just not that good, but we need you.
Because
you're better than anything else we've got. You're better than Ryan Tannehill.
No, that's
no.
This team actually wins, and. You're not going to win with Josh Rosen.
Okay, you're probably right.
Yeah, Josh Rosen's over at 790 somewhere, or 610. You got to give me a little more credit than
is
that.
Is he on right now?
I don't know. I
if you had what's happening on 790 right now?
I don't know. Because I don't.
Aaron, Josh Rosen of radio on 790 right now or 610?
I'd say probably more closer to 610.
Okay, could be both.
Okay,
I feel like. I feel like 610 and 790 are more like Daniel Jones and Eli Manning. Like, one's on the way out and one's never going to be good.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah,
that's a good one?
Yeah. Maybe, like Eli.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eli used to be good.
Oh, did I say Peyton?
Yeah. Eli Manning and David Carr.
Yeah.
How dare you? What's wrong with David Carr? David Carr didn't get good protection. Don't hate. I still got game. All right, I got to tell you about the Love Street Music Fest coming up Sunday, May 19th, 1 p.m. out at Carbach. 2019 lineup is Walk the Moon, Bishop Briggs, Toadies, Lovely the Band, Wrestlers, Slender Bodies, Vody, and more. They're going to be going from 1 to 10 p.m., a day filled with sweet sounds of live music from local and national artists and the cold refreshment of Carbach beer. Get out there to the restaurant, try the food there. It's fantastic. Everything on the menu pairs perfectly well with one of the great beers that they've got on the wall. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And when you're out and about this weekend, pick up your favorite Carbach beer or ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach. So Friday night, Holy Ghost, take me to your level. Show me the one I need the most. I need the most. I wish I knew you when I was young. I could have gotten so high. ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew.